This is the reading for November 9th. Hosea chapter 3. The Lord said to me again, "Go, show your love to a woman loved by someone else who has been unfaithful to you. In the same way, the Lord loves the people of Israel, even though they worship other gods and love to eat the raisin cakes." So I bought her for 6 ounces of silver and 10 bushels of barley. Then I told her, "You must wait for me for many days. You must not be a prostitute, and you must not have sexual relations with any other man. I will act the same way toward you." In the same way, Israel will live many days without a king or leader, without sacrifices or holy stone pillars, and without the holy vest or an idol. After this, the people of Israel will return to the Lord their God and follow him and the king from David's family. In the last days, they will turn in fear to the Lord, and he will bless them. Hosea chapter 4. People of Israel, listen to the Lord's message. The Lord has this against you who live in the land. The people are not true, not loyal to God, nor do those who live in the land even know him. Cursing, lying, killing, stealing, and adultery are everywhere. One murder follows another. Because of this, the land dries up, and all its people are dying. Even the wild animals and the birds of the air and the fish of the sea are dying. No one should accuse or blame another person. Don't blame the people, you priests, when they quarrel with you. You will be ruined in the day, and your prophets will be ruined with you in the night. I will also destroy your mother. My people will be destroyed because they have no knowledge. You have refused to learn, so I will refuse to let you be priests to me. You have forgotten the teachings of your God, so I will forget your children. The more priests there are, the more they sin against me. I will take away their honor and give them shame. Since the priests live off the sin offerings of the people, they want the people to sin more and more. The priests are as wrong as the people, and I will punish them both for what they have done. I will repay them for the wrong they have done. They will eat, but not have enough. They will have sexual relations with the prostitutes, but they will not have children, because they have left the Lord to give themselves to prostitution, to old and new wine, which take away their ability to understand. My people ask wooden idols for advice. They ask those sticks of wood to advise them. Like prostitutes, they have chased after other gods and have left their own God. They make sacrifices on the tops of the mountains. They burn offerings on the hills, under oaks, poplars, and other trees, because their shade is nice. So your daughters become prostitutes, and your daughters-in-law are guilty of adultery. But I will not punish your daughters for becoming prostitutes, nor your daughters-in-law for their sins of adultery. I will not punish them because the men have sexual relations with prostitutes and offer sacrifices with the temple prostitutes. A foolish people will be ruined. Israel, you act like a prostitute, but do not be guilty toward the Lord. Don't go to Gilgal or go up to Beth Avon. Don't make promises saying, "As surely as the Lord lives." The people of Israel are stubborn like a stubborn young cow. Now the Lord will feed them like lambs in the open country. The Israelites have chosen to worship idols, so leave them alone. When they finish their drinking, they completely give themselves to being prostitutes. They love these disgraceful ways. They will be swept away as if by a whirlwind, and their sacrifices will bring them only shame.
Chapter 13.
Continue to love each other. Don't forget to show hospitality to believers you don't know. By doing this, some believers have shown hospitality to angels without being aware of it. Remember those in prison as if you were in prison with them. Remember those who are mistreated as if you were being mistreated. Marriage is honorable in every way, so husbands and wives should be faithful to each other. God will judge those who commit sexual sins, especially those who commit adultery. Don't love money. Be happy with what you have, because God has said, "I will never abandon you or leave you." So we can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mortals do to me?" Remember your leaders who have spoken God's word to you. Think about how their lives turned out and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. Don't get carried away by all kinds of unfamiliar teachings. Gaining inner strength from God's kindness is good for us. This strength does not come from following rules about food, rules that don't help those who follow them. Those who serve at the tent have no right to eat what is sacrificed at our altar. The chief priest brings the blood of animals into the holy place as an offering for sin. But the bodies of those animals were burned outside the Israelite camp. That is why Jesus suffered outside the gates of Jerusalem. He suffered to make the people holy with his own blood. So we must go to him outside the camp and endure the insults he endured. We don't have a permanent city here on earth, but we are looking for the city that we will have in the future. Through Jesus, we should always bring God a sacrifice of praise, that is, words that acknowledge him. Don't forget to do good things for others and to share what you have with them. These are the kinds of sacrifices that please God. Obey your leaders and accept their authority. They take care of you because they are responsible for you. Obey them so that they may do this work joyfully and not complain about you. Causing them to complain would not be to your advantage. Pray for us. We are sure that our consciences are clear because we want to live honorably in every way. I especially ask for your prayers so that I may come back to you soon. The God of peace brought the great shepherd of the sheep, our Lord Jesus, back to life through the blood of an eternal promise. May this God of peace prepare you to do every good thing he wants. May he work in us through Jesus Christ to do what is pleasing to him. Glory belongs to Jesus Christ forever. Amen. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to listen patiently to my encouraging words. I have written you a short letter. You know that Timothy, our brother, has been freed. If he comes here soon, both of us will visit you. Greet all your leaders and all God's holy people. Those who are with us from Italy greet you. May God's goodwill be with all of you.